This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Camera and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Wonderful to be with you on this Thursday morning. We broadcast today from Clearwater, home, of course, of Phillies spring training baseball. We at WIP, home of Phillies baseball. And looking forward to the April through, hopefully early November variety. Look, we'll see how it goes, obviously, this season. But they have a very good team. We'll talk a lot of Phillies today as we broadcast today from their home ballpark down south, which is wonderful to be here, as we have been many times before. So we'll bring you some great, or at least we hope great, interviews today. Rob Thompson, 7:30. Dave Dombrowski, 9:30. So a lot to do there. A lot on the Eagles. Obviously getting closer and closer to the start of free agency beginning of next week in a big thing came into focus yesterday, which is Zach Bond. Big money for Zach Bond. We'll talk about that. Look, all of it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Richard Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
It's great to see you down here.
You as well, my man.
Even though it's dark and I can't see you that well.
That's all right. That's okay.
This is beautiful. I learned something while traveling yesterday.
Yes, sir.
The Vikings had excellent hygiene, but they also were vain while traveling and conquering and attacking people. They were bleaching their hair. They were bleaching their hair and beards blonde with lye, and they were wearing eye black, essentially, to protect their eyes, but it was also like guyliner.
Wow. Vikings were way out in front on the stuff.
They were vain. Yeah. They were wearing guyliner, and they were bleaching their hair and beards.
Well, nice.
That's a bizarro fact.
It does take a little bit away from the, you know, toughness of the Vikings.
Yeah.
A
little bit. They thought it made them look more ferocious.
Yeah, maybe not.
It protected their eyes from the harsh, you know, the glare of the snow, but it also looked kind of cool.
Yeah. The bleach blonde part was a little less
helpful. Well, let me tell you what's very cool. Getting Zach Bond back. Holy mackerel. So let's get into this, guys. Now, we got a lot to do on the Phillies, but let's start Eagles with the news yesterday. I will tell you, I was really shocked, and I'll use that word, shocked, that it was that much money. If you don't know, and I'm sure most people listening do, it was 3 years, $51 million with $34 million guaranteed. It's actually not that different than the Bryce Huff.
I was going to say, that's the Bryce Huff guy.
I know. Yeah. I know. So my first reaction was, awesome, Zach Bond, awesome, and very happy for him. My second reaction was, it was more money than I expected. And I would tell you, it was like a decent amount more. I mean, the reality is, this is kind of what I was thinking, and I'll even use the word fearing, about a month or two ago. And then, like, everybody told, oh, no, he's not going to get that much. No, 3 and 30. He's old. He's an inside linebacker. And I'm like, all right, I guess you're right. No, those people weren't right. John, he got paid a lot of money, man. Was it more than you expected?
I think people were throwing around sort of the same numbers for the guard, for the off-ball inside linebacker, for there are for the mid-level defensive tackle. A lot of these guys had similar numbers attached, and then you had a separate set of numbers that were like best-case scenario. I thought $17 million a year was best-case scenario for Zach Bond.
Well, for him, yes.
And again, so good for him.
But it does
good for him for getting that.
Of course.
I agree. The fact that it was at the top end of the range that I expected to see, I guess that's a good sign that other teams might have been interested also, that other teams might have been more actively seeking his services.
John, that's a great point. You know what's a great point? Because it's what I said for a couple weeks or months. Like, hey, guys, this isn't as simple as, like, he wants to be here and they want him here.
But it is,
like,
as simple as they paid him
because
they want him.
I know.
And Vic Fangio matters. His defense matters. It's part of what won us a Super Bowl. And he's a major part of that recipe. So, of course, they were hoping to bring him back. I'm glad for him that it looks the way that it does. I think it makes us a better team. So wonderful. And I'm not worried, even though initially that $17 million a year is more than I had expected, I guarantee in a year from now we'll look at this and say Howie was on the front of this rather than pulling up the rear. He's now getting paid less than some of the top off-ball inside linebackers. It always happens with Howie.
Well,
we look at these contracts in a vacuum. And they look crazy, the numbers. Right now, the number's big. In 2 years, Howie is, a genius because he did this.
I'll say this. Here's one of the – and, look, you can react on the Zach Bond thing, and I want to get to a lot with the Phils. It's 215-592-9494. I want to be clear. I'm not trying to skew negative. I'm really happy for him, and I'm thrilled for both the Eagles and us that he's back because that was a big priority, and I'm thrilled they got him. I'll just say this. When a guy's salary increases – eightfold. I don't know what it was last year. Maybe two.
It's $3 million, I believe. Yeah.
All right. So when you go from $3 to $17 million, it's a sixfold increase.
Yeah.
The player doesn't typically get six times back. Okay.
Certainly not when they're a defensive player of the year candidate.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, it's, you know, it makes it harder on the Sweat and Milton Williams and the blah 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 and the, like, all down the line, Becton and all. All right. So you can react on Zach Bond. What was your reaction? What is your reaction to the news of Zach Bond again? 3 years, $51 million, $34 million guaranteed. 215-592-9.
You say it makes it harder on the Sweat and Milton Williams.
Signing.
Like,
signing.
We're not expecting to sign.
Well, but
Sweat.
He's just
anything,
saying
anything.
Yeah.
To get Kenny Gainwell, to get someone else's free agent, to have whatever.
Miles Garrett. Is
exactly.
What I'm hoping.
All right, he ain't coming here. All right. Now we broadcast.
Don't say that. Okay. You hate being wrong like it's the plague. You're gonna be wrong if you keep saying that.
All right, we broadcast today from Clearwater, home of Phillies spring training baseball. Which, by the way, our coverage today brought to us by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. So we're here today and tomorrow. Rob Thompson on the show at 7:30. Dave Dombrowski at 9:30. Needless to say, we got an awful lot to discuss with them. One of the things, obviously, and this would be more of a Rob Thompson topic than a Dombrowski topic, is the leadoff spot, which, you know, we've had a couple different polls in the last few weeks of who should lead off, John, and overwhelmingly, our poll results have been that Trey Turner should be the leadoff hitter and that Trey Turner will be the leadoff hitter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Now, my mindset is that, based on what I sense of what has been said down here the last couple of weeks, that Trey Turner will be the leadoff hitter. I don't think he should be. I actually think a lot of people are really overcomplicating this. I would stick with Kyle Schwarber. I would stick with him because he's the guy that gets on base at the highest percentage other than Bryce Harper. And I would stick with him because of the fact that he's not the reason why they lost the playoffs. He's not. They lost in the playoffs, ironically, because guys like Trey Turner didn't hit well. So it's like, yeah, let's move him up to one. As I've said for a few weeks now, Trey Turner to one to me is great in theory, but that theory meets a problem if the guy doesn't get on base enough. So I'm curious today. Let's dive in and curious where you stand at 215-592-9494 on who should lead off. Our poll result, just so you know, from about 2 weeks ago, who should it be? 61% said Trey Turner, who obviously is the fastest. There's no question about that. 20% said Kyle Schwarber, 19% said Bryson Stott. John, you've been on the Bryson Stott thing. Tell me why and how strong you feel.
Well, I hope that Trey Turner is able to do a bang-up job because it feels like it's going to be his opportunity. It feels that way. We're not sure yet. I think Bryson Stott gives us a better chance. Yes, Trey's faster. Bryson can steal. Bryson is smart. Bryson, I've seen him. His eye at the plate, his approach has been so advanced, so far ahead of schedule for being such a young player. Last year was abnormal. Last year was an outlier, and that's what's most recently in our records, our brain,
recency,
you know,
bias.
You pull out the recency bias and we feel like Bryson Stott is an ineffective offensive player. Man, he's shrewd at the plate. If you just think back to how many times, and I would get frustrated at the way he would take, but he is very, very advanced and specific in what he knows he's looking for. He'll lay off when it's appropriate.
Yeah.
Last year was not Bryson Stott as we know him
because
he's injured. Yeah. We found that out after the fact. I think he deserves an opportunity. If Trey can't get it done, I believe Bryson Stott can and will get it done as the leadoff guy if he just gets the opportunity. Now, that means that Trey Turner fails at being the leadoff guy, so I don't necessarily love that.
Right.
But I do think he'll hold it down if he gets the chance.
Yeah, it does feel like Trey's going to get it. I don't think he should. I don't think Stott should. James, you've given us a few different perspectives on this one. Where do you land as we're – by the way – 3 weeks officially today to the start of the season.
Wow.
Thursday, March, whatever that is. It's in 21 days.
We're closer to the baseball season than we are to where the Super Bowl was now. We've crossed over.
I think that's right. Yeah. All right, James, who should it be?
So I think it should be Kyle Schwarber, but I am open to the idea of Trey Turner leading off. If you want to give me a lineup of Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, Alec Bohm, Kyle Schwarber, and then we're off, or if you want to put Castellanos in the 3-0, that's fine. Lefty-righty, that whole thing, it works. Like, I am fine with them switching it up a little bit based on how the last two seasons have finished. You know, I agree. I think Kyle Schwarber makes the most sense. He gets on base the most. I like when he hits a home run early. It gives you 1-0 lead. You win games way more often when you take an early lead. Like, I think Schwarber is good at the top of the lineup. I think he's a good leadoff hitter. I would stick with it. But look, sometimes you got to change. And even if it's just for change's sake, even if it's
so
just to shuffle things around a little bit.
Even
like,
if it's not the reason why they lost.
It is not.
You agree with
it
me.
It is not the reason they lost, without
you.
A doubt.
Thank you.
I would keep him there.
Yep.
But especially with how excited Turner seems about it. And if it's going to get him going, like, I'm fine with mix it up a bit. But I definitely would not have a super long leash with it. Like, I'm not going, this is our lineup for the next 2.5 months and let's see what happens. Like, I'm fine to try it, but if it isn't working, I'm moving on.
All right, simple question, James. And I said this a couple days ago, and then we kind of veered off from a topic standpoint. But I want to really drill down on this today, knowing that the majority of our audience, based on polling feedback we've received, thinks Trey should get it and thinks Trey will get it. I'm going to ask this question to everyone. James Seltzer, first crack at it. Do you trust Trey Turner?
I trust him more than I think a lot of people do. Like, I think that because he has had some real downs here, I think his overall, what he's produced has been a little, and because of the playoff stuff, I think he's looked at worse than he's actually been. I mean, he batted .295
last year.
Yeah,
he had a higher average last year than people would think based on our perception.
Like, he's a good hitter. I thought he was a great hitter. If nothing else, he's good, and he's probably a very good hitter. He is the Phillies' second-best hitter, at worst, third. It's Harper, Schwarber, and Turner, in my opinion. So
he also gets judged on the contract. And
of course he does.
He should be, but to your point, he's
it's a sunk cost at this point. The contract is what it is. Like, I get that he's going to be judged against it, but I think because of the contract, people look at him as worse than he is. He is still a really good baseball player, so I trust Trey Turner, I think, more than most Phillies fans.
All right, look, 215-592-9494. I mean, all of this on the table. Again, we'll talk to Rob Thompson and Dave Dombrowski in the next couple hours to go through these and many other Phillies issues. Reminder, our spring training coverage brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Who should lead off? Do you trust Trey Turner? And what is your reaction to Zach Bond? He got paid, guys, and I'm happy for him.
He got paid.
He got paid. But it does, you know, complicate that salary cap reality a bit. It does, a bit. Not. It's not a crusher.
Well, having the highest paid running back and the fifth highest paid linebacker, the Philadelphia Eagles, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Wow.
Joe, I text James yesterday right after the signing, and I said, it is my belief now the salary cap is nothing more than a myth. And James did not disagree with me.
Well, wait till next week when you find out who the Eagles lose. You know, we James and I literally saw Mekhi Becton literally leaving Philadelphia
at the airport. We saw him. I gave him a little fist bump. Go Birds! Like, go Birds!
And I was thinking,
did you get any information?
He's going. He's going somewhere.
Hard to miss Mekhi Becton at the airport. I'll tell you that.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.